Yes, welcome, friend, to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this 8th day of September 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, your host for Sunday Worship, and if you're not too familiar, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate and ground this program in within the Word of God. We don't water it down. We take it and focus on it and see how we can apply it to our life. Amen? And today, so great to be spending some time with you. I hope and pray that your weekend has come along well. Of course, the weekend is the time to relax, maybe spend some family time for some of us. It's continuous work. So whatever you're doing, friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you as part of your weekend. And today we're going to start a brand new series entitled A Journey Through the Word of God. That's right. We're going to take a look at some of your favorite Bible passages and see how we can apply it to our life. So hope you can join me as we focus on a journey through the Word of God right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. The Lord, Phillips, Craig, and Dean, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are focusing on a brand new series entitled A Journey Through the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 says, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty." Well, there was a family in Ohio that were cleaning out their grandfather's attic. And actually, it paid off for them because they discovered several 100-year-old sets of mint-condition baseball cards. And appraisers placed the cards' value at $3 million. One key to the high value of those cards was the fact that they were well-preserved. And beyond that, the true worth of the cards rested in the fact that they were authentic. If they had been fakes or counterfeits, no matter how good they looked, they wouldn't have been worth the cardboard they were printed on. And the Apostle Paul had something similar to say about Christianity. He said that our faith would be completely worthless and counterfeit if Jesus' resurrection were not the real deal. In fact, it took bravery and confidence in God's plan for Paul to say, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty," in 1 Corinthians 15. And he goes on to say, "If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." Friend, the Christian faith rests on the authenticity of this story. Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead. Praise God for the clear evidence of Jesus' death and resurrection. It's the real deal, and we can stake our eternity and our total dependence on God and His truth.
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day, just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his Father had forsaken him, turned his back on his Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, "Just forgive him, he's dead." Then the Father looked down to his Son and said, "Arise, my love, arise." From heaven, the stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might.
And suddenly a melody filled the air, riding. It was
Right, Arise, My Love. That is the group new song right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're focusing on a brand new series entitled A Journey Through the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says, "We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake." While serving as a maid in London, England, in the early part of the 20th century, Gladys Allward had other dreams. See, her goal was to become a missionary to China. Now, having been rejected by a Christian missionary organization as unqualified, Gladys decided to go there on her own. At the age of 28, she used her life savings to purchase a one-way ticket to Yangcheng, a remote village in China. Now, there she established an inn for trade caravans where she shared Bible stories. See, friend, the Apostle Paul also spread the gospel to distant regions of the world. He extended himself as a servant to meet the needs of others, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He wrote this about serving in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. "We do not preach ourselves, for Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake." Friend, not all of us are called to endure hardship to spread the gospel in distant lands, but each of us is responsible as a servant of God to share Christ with people in our sphere of influence. Did you get that? Friend, it's our privilege to help our neighbors, friends, and relatives. That's right, it's a privilege. It's our privilege. Ask God for openings to serve and to talk about Jesus who gave himself for us.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, age to age. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kohon Adonai, we would praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through your plans, you save the Son.
What Messiah ought to be, though you
just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echon Kona Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. And today, friend, we're taking a journey through the Word of God. Isaiah 53, verses 4, 5, and 6 says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." As a Jewish kid growing up in New York, Michael Brown had no interest in spiritual things. His life revolved around being a drummer for a band, and he got mixed up in some drugs and some wrong friends. But then he had a set of friends that invited him to church, where he found the love and prayers of the people to be irresistible. And after a short spiritual struggle, Michael trusted Jesus as his Savior. This was a monumental change for a wayward Jewish teen, because one day he told his dad that he had heard about the Old Testament texts describing Jesus. And his dad asked where. When Michael opened his Bible, it fell on Isaiah 53. They read it, and Michael exclaimed, "That's him. That's Jesus." Indeed, it was Jesus. Through the help of Christians and guidance of the Holy Spirit, Brown today, who by the way is a Bible scholar and an author, came to recognize the Messiah of Isaiah 53. He experienced the salvation that changes lives, forgives sins, and gives abundant life to all who trust him. Jesus is the one who was wounded for our transgressions and died for us on the cross. The Bible reveals Jesus, who alone has the power to change lives.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice. Let the life that you gave, we are healed. For you paid the price. By your grace we are saved. We are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
And by his wounds, by his wounds we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice. Let the lives that we are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved. We are saved.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
By his wounds what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. The Singing Men of GNN right there, and Thy Word right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you as part of your weekend. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thank you so much. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.